Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're about a year into many people working from home and our cars parked in the garage most of the time, and that's cut the cost of car insurance in the U.S. by an average of 4%. But some consumer groups are asking for all the miles not driven in 2020, why that 4% figure isn't higher.
Any policyholders paying close attention to those quarterly results probably feel like, geez, why can't I have a little bit more? Why are you keeping so much of this profit to yourself and giving it to your shareholders?
Coming up, our insurance reporter Leslie Sism will discuss what consumers can do to get a better deal from their car insurance company. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Work-from-home setups and overall safety concerns kept most of us in the house and off the roads in 2020. That's reduced car insurance costs for motorists in the U.S. by an average of 4%. But the insurance companies posting ever higher profits has left many wondering why more cost benefits aren't being passed on to consumers. To get some answers, we've got Leslie Sism on the line. She covers the insurance business for The Wall Street Journal. Leslie, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, you know, last spring, you and I spoke about the optics of the insurance companies raking in huge revenues because of significantly lower driving levels, and that played a role in their decision to send out refunds to policyholders. But what's the situation now? Has it changed at all?
The car insurers are seeing significant reductions in claims. There are many fewer claims coming in for traffic accidents that occur during rush hours. This is because we just aren't having the same kind of rush hours we had pre-pandemic with so many people working from home. So a lot of the claims volume is down. If claims volume is down, the insurers are sending fewer premium dollars back out to consumers to repair their cars. So the insurance companies are posting really great quarterly earnings, and this is good for their shareholders, but any policyholders paying close attention to those quarterly results probably feel like, geez, why can't I have a little bit more? Why are you keeping so much of this profit to yourself and giving it to your shareholders?
Well, let's talk about that. Are consumers asking why haven't rates come down even more?
Two consumer advocacy groups have been very vocal on this subject and have been pushing state insurance departments to be more aggressive on behalf of consumers and to push the insurance companies to offer more of these rebate programs like they ran in the spring. That's the Consumer Federation of America and Center for Economic Justice. They, in late December, dispatched their latest communications to state insurance department pushing for additional relief for consumers, saying that what's been done so far by the insurance companies just isn't generous enough.
Okay, so let's get into the ways that consumers can get lower rates. When do the insurance companies typically offer a reduction, and when would consumers see it?
The car insurers have been putting in place these rate reductions, and they are filed through state insurance departments, and a lot of them already are in effect. They take effect as a policyholder renews a policy or as a new customer buys. So that's the way in policyholders will benefit from these the insurers' improved performance. These decreases are on top of premium refund programs that a lot of insurers ran in the spring. In those programs, the car insurers reduced people's monthly premium bills by 15% to 20%. Usually they slash the premium for 2 to 3 months.
Now, what are you hearing from insurers about the possibility of lower rates or another round of those refund checks going out?
Many insurers are cautious about reducing rates more aggressively than they are. The declines right now, as you noted, are about 4% as a national average. The insurance companies say they're just not certain what's going to happen with driving patterns moving forward. They know right now that with consumers working, so many consumers working from home, that some of these people are going out middle of the day and running errands. So different traffic patterns may be evolving. And insurance companies also are concerned that a lot of the wrecks they are still receiving claims for are for damage that occurred at very high speeds. So these can be very severe wrecks. The cars are increasingly these high-tech cars with fancy safety gear, cameras, sensors, and other safety gear, and they're very expensive to repair. So the car insurers say they have a lot of reasons to move cautiously before sending more money out the door. And many are cautious about reducing rates more aggressively because it's easy to reduce a rate. State insurance departments that look over these rate filings are happy generally to see rates come down, but they could be a lot tougher in approving future rate increases. So that's why insurers are moving slowly.
Okay, now from a policyholder standpoint, if they feel that their rates are still too high, you know, can they just pick up the phone or write a letter to the insurance company and ask if it can give them a break on their bill?
Yes, that's a very good point. Consumers have a lot of power to shop around. Car insurance is pretty heavily advertised and sold on the internet. So insurers can price comparison websites and see what their rates might be at another insurance company. They can call and talk to their company and tell that company that they can get a better rate somewhere else. There may be some discounts that were previously overlooked that an insurance company can give that policyholder to bring the cost of the policy down. Also, many insurance companies are encouraging policyholders to try out their telematics programs. These are programs where the driver uses a cell phone app or a device that's plugged into the car, or it may be built into the car in some of the newest and most sophisticated vehicles with onboard computers. But the consumer's driving patterns are monitored, and if you are a super safe driver, the insurance companies may give you a pretty substantial price break given what they've learned about your driving habits. And these devices tally up the number of miles you are driving. So if indeed you're virtually never on the road these days, the insurance company will see that in the telematics device and may be more willing to give you a reduction in your premium.
Ah, interesting. So that might allow the math to work in their favor and away from averages among other drivers.
Correct. This is using a telematics device's way to get an individualized rate or a much more individualized rate.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism. Leslie, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.